time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. We have a very special caller today from Fargo, North Dakota. Linda Boyd is the executive director of the Fargo-Moorhead Symphony Orchestra. Ms. Boyd, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Well, thank you so much. This is very exciting.
Oh, exciting for us, too. Tell me about your musical background.
Well, I have bachelor's and master's degrees in vocal music, and I did teach for a while and directed choirs, but most of my career has been on the administration side.
Well, we'll see how that musical background helps you out with this week's Piano Puzzler. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so in case, on the off chance that you happen to get stuck on either the name of the tune or the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking, I don't know what's coming, so we could brainstorm on this together if need be.
Splendid.
Okay, Linda Boyd, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. So what do you think?
Yikes. Those repeated notes in the piano piece kind of threw me off. It is kind of dreamy sounding, mm-hmm. like it might be like Debussy in a bad mood, it seems like.
You know, I have to say Debussy in a bad mood might actually be a decent description of this composer in a funny way, although an unusual description.
Ravel?
Ah, oui. Parfait.
Maurice Ravel.
Yeah.
Contemporary of Claude Debussy. And the other, when we think of the two great French Impressionist composers, those are the two we think of.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the repeated note and some of the harmonies come from a particular piece of Ravel, especially right here. But even at the beginning, so we can come back to that, but there is a lot of quoting of Ravel in here.
Ah, okay. But we're still in search of the name of the tune.
Oui.
Yes.
Should we hear a little bit of this again? Would that help?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
man, I hate to say I still cannot pick out the tune. This is a stumper.
Well, it is a very different mood for this tune, and harmonically it's quite different too. But the tune is sitting there, but it's pretty disguised.
You got the composer, French composer Maurice Ravel, and if it's the tune I think it might be, it's a very French tune.
Well, yes, it is. It's very French.
Can I just hear the beginning one
more
time?
Sure.
Got it. It's the Marseillaise.
It is. It is. In French, this is a Marseillaise.
Thank you. I butchered it.
The Marseillaise, the French national anthem.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Wow. Thanks for the hint.
Rewritten in the style of Maurice Ravel. So, yes, kind of a clash of moods. We're used to hearing the Marseillaise played. Yes. Triumphant march style, but instead it was kind of hovering in this mysterious cloud. So Bruce, you said that there were some quotes from pieces by Ravel.
Well, there's quite a bit from Scarbo, which is one of the movements, the last movement of Gaspard de la Nuit.
Which is a collection of piano pieces
yes,
by Ravel.
Yes, three gorgeous, incredibly difficult to play piano pieces. Scarbo is famous for the repeated notes and these dissonant chords. Actually, the chords are not dissonant, but with the notes they are. So in other words, if this chord is just a dominant seventh, but with this repeated note, or which is exactly how it happens in Scarbo. So I used that basically all over the place, and I used some of the harmonies that are very, very Ravel for various parts of the tune. But the quotes are all from Scarbo.
Oh, well, it's brilliant, brilliantly done.
Merci.
Thanks for the hints. I almost hurt myself figuring out the tune.
Oh, you got it. You named the tune, the French national anthem, the Marseillaise, and the composer whose style Bruce was mimicking, in this case, Maurice Ravel. So 100%, well done.
Oh, thank you so much. This was such a treat.
I love the idea of Debussy in a bad mood as Ravel.
Linda Boyd is the executive director of the Fargo-Moorhead Symphony Orchestra and called today from Fargo, North Dakota. And what's your public radio station?
I listen to KCCM, Minnesota Public Radio, out of Moorhead, Minnesota, which is right across the Red River from Fargo.
Linda Boyd, a real treat having you on this week's Piano Puzzler. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It was just a joy.
A joy for us, too. And Bruce, we'll have some more joy next week.
Bye, Fred.